Welcome to the Audio Library of Instrument of Praise. With today's edition, here is Jeannie.
Hello, and Merry Christmas from Instrument of Praise Ministries. We trust that you're having a fantastic break and are surrounded by loved ones. Christmas, as you know, is not just a season to be jolly and eat roast turkey. It's most importantly the time we celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Savior. According to Ecclesiastes 3, we know that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity, a time to be born, and that God has made everything beautiful in His time. The birth of Jesus, therefore, was timely and by design. As you read through the scriptures, you would note the details as to the why, when, where, and by whom Jesus came. He couldn't just show up. He responded to a need, a call. Psalm number 40 from verse 7 to 8 says, "Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart." It was written about him that his name will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. It was written that he will rule over us, that he will be called Wonderful, Advisor, Mighty God, that he will be called the Father who lives forever, and the Prince who brings peace. It was written about him that the authority of his rule will continue to grow, that the peace he brings will never end, that he will rule on David's throne and over his kingdom. It was written that he will make the kingdom strong and secure, that his rule will be based on what is fair and right, and that it will last forever. But how will all this happen? Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, tells us that the zeal of the Lord will see to it. The zeal of the Lord. Amen. From the above passages taken from Matthew chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 9, I'm sure you can see that Jesus had a mandate. To fulfill all of these and many more, he became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. John chapter 1 verse 14 tells us. In other words, Jesus took the actions necessary to bring about the proposed solution of redeeming mankind. Remember, as we discussed last month, faith without works is dead. As you celebrate today, I want you to take some time to thank God for so great a provision and pray for the grace to begin to do whatever is required on your part to complete your God-given assignment. Pray for the zeal of God to consume you. Believe it or not, in the book, the Holy Bible, something somewhere has been written about you. You're an answer to a question, a solution to a problem. Simply put, you are the amen to someone's prayer. Read the will and act on it. I trust you have heard God today, albeit briefly. Have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of I Heard a Word. May God bless you.